If we take our time, and we stick together, everything we do will go our way. And if we try, now and forever, no matter what comes next, we'll be okay.
From a digital egg comes a digital beast, ranging in power from the most to the least, but we don't care which mon is mighty, we just wanna know which mon is. Did you got Queemon? He's a badass rapper, wrapped up like a video card or like a card captor. We got Tailiamon, a serious cutie, but we're more interested in who is CPUT. Rounded out with Rainamon, who's just like a fox, but I wanna know, can she get overclocked? Not cute, nor cube, no cool, no fidgety. Can you tell me which Digimon is Digi?
Change into digital champions. Change into digital champions. Change into digital champions. To save the digital
word up.
Hello, and welcome to Going Digital, colon, a Digimon Rewatch podcast, where I'm Shin Garrett.
I'm Sporky.
Oh, and I'm Davide. That's me. Yeah.
And we have a guest with us this week.
Yeah. Hi. I'm guest.
Good job, Davide. Guest, what's your name?
I'm Robert.
Hi, Robert.
I wasn't going to say that in like exact same cadence I do on AAT, but then I kind of did.
That's fine.
You know, once you get in the rhythm, it's hard to break it.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Robert, do you know anything about Digimons?
I watched like this whole first series when I was a kid, and also the movie. I think that was for some kid's birthday party.
Nice.
Okay.
And since this question will be a little less entertaining asking you then, but what do you think Digimon is about?
I think it's about digital monsters who are the champion.
Checks out.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Do you have a favorite Digimon?
Huh. Probably not. I don't know if I have any actual residual affection for any. No, wait. During those credits, I saw the beetle with a rocket butt. That one.
Yeah, that's fair. Alter Kabuterimon's a good choice.
He's a good bug.
Yeah, bugs are cool.
Anyhow, time to talk about Dark Souls. So, what's your experience with Dark Souls, Robert? How's the first time that you came in contact with the Dark Souls game?
What's your opinion on Anor Londo? Because this decides if we're keeping you on or not.
Anor Londo is, you know, I like the boss. A bit too long to run to those guys, but it's a good area mostly.
All right, I'm sorry, you have to leave.
Okay. Now, right. Garrett, you have to leave. Anor Londo is great.
No, it's not.
I mean, it comes after Sens, so everything's kind of downhill from there.
That's a good answer.
I mean, I'm not saying that the second part is not as good as the first part. I'm saying that it's still good.
It's not, though.
It is.
It's not. You know, Anor Londo is a big fat drag.
You know what this is, Sora? A big fat drag!
Just like this episode. Sporky, what episode did we watch? Segway.
In today's episode, we watched episode number 32, Atsuize Tokyo Tower, Death Merimon. Tokyo Tower is hot, Death Merimon. Or, Gatomon comes calling.
Like, is someone's fetish like Tokyo Tower?
I think probably. Every anime, yeah.
But like, is it like the structural, or if like there was an anime girl personified Tokyo Tower?
Those both probably exist.
I couldn't find it, I googled for it.
Huh, that's amazing to me.
Now comes in rule 35. If no porn can be found, porn must be made.
So calling back to the last episode, when you need to show us your rave art, that's the rave art that we need.
Yeah.
No,
we need anime personified Tokyo Tower.
No,
Tokyo
we
Tower
don't.
Mount, if you will.
We really don't. We really don't.
No, we really do.
That. No, we really don't need.
You're one to talk.
I mean, I wouldn't say no to it. But I don't know if we need it.
Just recently.
I think we need to do a new segment. I think this is called this is our top ten characters that we think may be the 8th Digidestined.
No, we're not doing that because it's Akari.
Number 10, Charles Barkley. Number 9, that one guy with the inexplicable Brooklyn accent for one word.
The Tokyo Tower.
Yeah, that's probably. That's a good chance.
Ty's mom.
Yep.
Oh, definitely.
Yep. Oh, Ty's dad. Ty's
that has amnesia.
Ty's dad, maybe. Ty's dad,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, he'd be good.
He has the crest of drunk.
I hate you all. I'm not participating in this joke.
He has the crest of drunk.
Yeah, he has the crest of drunk. Gennai. Maybe Gennai.
Oh, Gennai would be a good choice. There's those two women who have anemia.
Yep.
And that actually puts us at 9, so we just need one more character. Garrett, it's your turn.
The number
it's
one
me.
Most...
I'm the 8th child.
Oh, that explains a lot.
Yeah, anyhow, we will
fuck
do this
that
every
joke.
Week.
Fuck
we,
this we episode. This.
We will do this every week, and we'll update like the chart with the likeliness, so we'll see who goes up in likeliness.
Yeah, I've really got no
week.
Idea who the 8th child could
yeah,
be at this
I,
point.
I,
really up in the air.
Like, when I watched this as a kid, I don't think I quite appreciated how stupid all of this was. Like, I knew who it obviously was, because, like, I wasn't totally stupid, but...
It didn't occur to you how not dramatic at all.
Yeah.
Unrelated to this code conversation, I would like to point out that when we read the lyrics off, we usually just go with whatever it says on AnimeLyrics.com.
Yeah.
AnimeLyrics.com has it down that Kick It Up was written by Yamato Ishida and the Teenage Wolves.
That's really good, though.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
I mean, I really like his newer stuff from Knife of Ramen, but I mean, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, we watched this. I don't want to talk about, like, the only good thing about the episode that we talk is, like,
there's nothing
Gatomon.
Good about this episode.
No, I like the Gatomon parts. No, they were cute.
I mean,
the
like,
Gatomon parts are pretty good.
Yeah. Like, tolerable does not mean good.
No, they were,
it would
they
be
were good.
Okay. I wish she actually looked like a cat and not like a human in a fursuit.
Well, that is not a popular opinion.
No, I mean,
yeah,
like,
I think that a big part of the internet actually holds the opposite opinion.
They were testing the grounds for Renamon.
It's fine. If you want to be like, she tries to act like a cat during this episode.
That's
she was just
true,
a human in a fursuit.
Funny.
That's fine. I can take either of these things individually, but you have to commit.
Oh! I need to show
it
you.
It would
thing.
Have been better yeah, if, proper. When she was trying to act like a cat and meow, she just said meow.
Yeah, this episode,
that's all I got.
This episode wasn't good.
This episode is pretty bad.
I'm searching a thing to show Robert, but
I will not call this episode
is
the
it
worst
porn?
One we've seen.
What is the worst one we've seen then?
It is that's... emphatically not porn.
Well, then I'm not interested.
What's the name of that weird Gatomon-like Digimon?
Oh.
The Gatomon suit. I forgot the name.
Yeah, I forgot the name too. Isn't it... It's not Betsuman, is it? You know, I think it's in the show notes for that episode.
Yeah, I found it. I found it.
Did you find it in the show notes that I wrote?
No, I found it.
That I take time
Betsuman.
Every week to write?
No, you got the name right, Garrett. It was Betsuman. Yeah.
Yeah, see? I know about Digimon.
Yeah, you know. Here you go.
Okay, oh, what the hell am I looking at?
Oh, you're looking at a Betsuman.
Yeah, click on the link to get the proper better image of
okay,
it.
Okay, well, I'm going to... Oh. Yeah. Well, I didn't expect
yeah.
that. Even seeing that preview image, I still didn't expect what was
you didn't believe
to come.
It. So yeah, the worst episode, by the way, was 28, Sora's Crest of Love, the one where Garurumon shows up and is terrible.
Ooh, boy. I mean, but that one gets Sora, I Can Feel Your Love.
Sora, I Can Feel Your Love! It's making me strong!
Yeah, but that's actually not a good thing. We've been over this with the definition of good.
That I have a difficult relationship with it?
Yeah.
I mean, then this is number 2.
This is
okay,
not that
yeah,
bad,
probably.
Garrett. No, I don't agree. Like,
oh, no questions, please. 21 was also really bad.
I mean, I was almost into that.
Yeah. Also, most of that first arc where everybody's getting their Digivolution episode for the first time.
Yeah,
those are all fine. Like, at least shit happens in them.
Yeah.
Garrett, you do this every episode. Every episode we record, you think it's the worst episode ever, and then the episode later, you think it's not that bad. That's literally what happens every episode.
Yeah, no, last week was really good.
Last week you liked it. Most other episodes, that's how it goes.
That's not true.
You think it's the worst thing ever, then we watch another thing and you go, oh no, that wasn't that bad.
That's not true.
That is true. Listen,
I mean, back, so I will say this. This episode is in the bottom 10.
Oh, for
I
sure.
I think it's in the middle. I think it's like a
mediocre
episode.
I would be curious. We should all make a list at some point.
Can't really offer any opinion on account of how I have definitely not been on this show before, so.
Yeah, this is absolutely the first time you've been here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Shirley was not here for some elaborate April Fool's joke or anything.
That nobody got.
No. Yeah.
That was us.
Yeah, that's what we were doing, yeah. Shit, what was the joke name for the Totally Ultra Rewatch podcast?
Going shit is going probably, virtual. That should be it.
Going virtual.
Going back to the past now?
Oh yeah, there is time travel in that, wasn't there?
Every episode.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
It's how there's no consequences ever.
Yeah, that show's weird, man.
The show called Code Lyoko that
I've heard of that.
We may or may not have to start a podcast about at some point.
I don't know if I could do like a whole podcast.
Is it the one where everyone has like huge foreheads?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Why do you want to do that thing?
Because it's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like I have a small cat that heals wrong and it's very weird. Like it looks like a weird bump on my forearm. I'm not doing a podcast about that.
Why not?
I mean, yeah. I'm interested.
Yeah, but you don't have to do a podcast about a thing just because it's weird.
I mean, it probably already exists. Like, I'm going to prove this right now.
I mean, everything already exists. We live in a world of possibilities where everything that we can think of exists.
Oh, Return to the Past is a good name for a Code Lyoko podcast.
Yeah,
they did a good job. I found the podcast. That's the name of it. It's pretty. That's a good name.
So now you can't.
Cool. We
it's done now. You can't do it.
Ooh, they're still active too. And like,
oh man, we should invite them on sometime.
Oh, we should. Oh man, they like they started like a couple months after us. This is great.
Okay, that'd be cool. Yeah, we should really do that.
All right, so we can move on to my idea, the Ultimate Muscle Podcast, which is what I want to do.
I think we need to follow rule one of inviting people to a podcast, which is, first of all, check that they are not Nazis, because this is something that we have to check now in 2017.
This is true.
It's a very good point.
We should also find out if they're funny.
That doesn't matter, because neither of us are funny.
Yeah, we are not funny, so...
However,
we should check out if they're less funny than us, and if they are, we call them
then
in.
Then it's
so
okay.
So we look funnier.
It has to be the sweet spot where they're kind of funny but not as funny as us.
Yes, which is
really hard to shoot that gap because we're not very funny.
Yeah, we basically just have to invite people that are not funny at all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this might be good though. We'll have to. We're gonna look into this. I'm not gonna cut it out, and look. No one wants to talk about this episode. There's nothing to talk about.
No. I want to talk about how the Digimon wore clothes, and that was supposed to be a disguise.
Yeah, that's a pretty good disguise.
I liked
Mimi's baby carriage idea.
That wasn't bad. Like
that is better than the hoodies.
Palmon had like what's that headgear called? A bonnet. Yeah.
Yeah. Agumon just straight up looked like the Unabomber.
Sure did.
Well. That's
true.
There's not much to talk about in this episode.
We should cover the major points of the plot.
All right, Sporky, cover the major points of the plot for us.
Okay, so everybody's meeting up in the park after Izzy saved the day yesterday, which no one thanks him for. Vamdemon has started being a vampire and not killing anybody, but making them anemic. Which is very silly. So everybody meets up in the park because they still don't know who the eighth child is because they're really, really dumb.
What's anemia?
It's Hikari. It's Hikari. She's the eighth child.
Anemia is like when you...
No, I made, a stupid joke, but like...
Okay. I wasn't sure. You know, English is not your first language. I didn't know.
I mean, what's anemic? That's a joke. Yeah.
Because
anemic is spelled with an A, but you can use an A as, to introduce another word. So like
anemic
isn't actually a word, so it would make sense for me to be confused about it because anemic is not a thing that exists.
Can you stop explaining the joke?
So I can ask.
This joke wasn't that funny to begin with. It's gotten into negative funny now.
So I can ask, what's anemic? And it's funny because it has two meanings and because it implies that I misunderstood the word in the first place. It is good wordplay.
So you really don't want me to talk about this episode, do you?
So putting that on the back burner.
Forever.
Forever. I mean, should we just do the segment where we have our guests summarize the episode and preferably under a minute?
Yeah, go.
A plot in 60 seconds. I can do that. Okay.
Go.
That's a good name for that section.
I stole that from another podcast.
Okay. Well, we will steal it from you who stole it from a podcast.
Yep.
You will believe in the stealing from me that steals from you.
Yeah, Gurren Lagann jokes.
Sparky, you need to watch Gurren Lagann.
You do.
I know I do.
We're gonna watch Going Drill. We're gonna watch it.
Okay, I just thought of the Twitter account when you said that.
Yeah, we're just gonna read through at Drill's account.
Because that would be a good podcast.
I'm not owned.
Okay, the plot of this episode. All right.
3, 2, 1, go.
Everyone looks for the 8th child because they're really, really stupid and can't figure it out. And the Digimon kill a metal guy who shoots fire.
Shit. That's not good.
Yeah.
That didn't take long.
That's our fastest time yet.
You're our plot summary world champion, Robert.
we'll get you a fancy wrestling title belt to hold on to.
Yeah, now we need to like.
Put in a trash can, we'll get it after you.
And then Reddit will get it after the trash can.
That seems fair.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I'm not sure Reddit is better than a trash can. Pretty sure
it is definitely not. A trash can has utility.
Well, I thought we were going like worse because I assumed Robert was better than the trash can.
That's true.
No, that's fair. Yeah.
But okay. It also implies that the trash can beat him in a fight, which is.
That can happen.
Robert, I don't know how good you are at fighting, but...
I'm not very good at fighting. I could probably be beaten by a trash can.
Maybe he just threw the belt away.
Yeah, that works.
To be honest, given the rules that we established, the trash can beat him by summarizing a Digimon episode quicker than him. And to be honest, being that the trash can be a representation of many episodes that we've watched so far, like, in itself, without having to do anything... That's just an
episode summary.
All right, so the trash can now has the title. I've been sold on this theory.
Okay. Reddit may eventually get it, but someone has to tell us how.
Yes. If you want to fight for this title, you can send us an email, and we will decide if you can have the title.
Yep. We may need a summary. Or what you can call that? A musical segment from Davide for this, where people send us in their episode summaries.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Or we could just use music for when we do episode summaries every episode.
That's true. Yeah, you should make us a plot in 60 seconds song.
Yeah.
I will
just cut the one from I don't even know television, the podcast that I stole that idea from. Or the name. I mean the idea is obvious enough.
I was gonna ask Davide to get like the 24 like countdown clock.
Because they have a jingle for it. So
do they do the 24 countdown clock timer thing? Because that'd be really good.
You can overlay it over that, and then that will make it a distinct, legally...
I don't know if we want to steal an idea from some people that we don't actually know and then also steal their jingle without asking them.
Stealing the idea is okay, though. Just not the jingle.
Yeah, that's fine.
We should just do, like, take an episode of their podcast, like, transcribe it, and then do it ourselves. That would make it all right. That would be the best podcast. Like, you make a podcast that's all just stealing other people podcast episodes and reenacting them. That's a great
concept. So Joe gets conned into calling like 1,000 students, and I want to know how those conversations go.
I want to know how you ask this, like, hey, do you have your own digital monster, digital companion, digital friend?
Okay. Let's do this. Because we have time. Like we've went.
Oh, are we gonna roleplay this?
Yeah. I'm gonna be the person that's called. The first person that's called. Who's being Joe here?
Okay.
Garrett. It should be Davide playing Joe. I think actually.
Yeah, I think Davide Joe should be playing Joe.
I'm gonna be Joe. I'm gonna get in character. Into the water. Who am I calling?
Who are you calling?
A person you haven't seen since second grade.
Yeah, but who's playing who that person?
You? Yeah.
Oh, I was hoping it would be Garrett, so it wouldn't have to be me.
Okay.
Okay, Garrett. Do.
Boo. Click. Boo. Hello?
Hello, is this Garrett from the... Okay.
That's okay. So bad. I should be laughing.
Sorry.
Oh, again. I think we've hit two meta for this episode.
You know what this is, Sora? A big fat drag!
Sorry about that, everybody. That joke was so good that it caused the entire podcast to come to a speech.
What happened? What year is it? Where am I? What?
Okay, Davajo, you're in 1999, and you're making a call to your students from the second grade to see if they're the eighth child.
Okay. I can do it. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Boo.
Click. Boo. Hello?
No, it's not you. I got the wrong number.
No, we already set it up, like, before the audio dropped that it was me.
Yeah, Garrett. but now that you send me back in time because I got the person wrong, so it's not you, I got the wrong number. Boo.
Okay, is it Robert Ross?
Yeah.
Yeah, it follows logically. Hello?
Hello,
Ross Residence.
Okay, you're Robert, right? You're Robert, the guy in the school in the place. Hi, I'm Joe. Do you remember me? Yeah.
Joe?
I am sorry. Who? Yeah, I went to school with you. I was the guy that sucked.
I excuse me?
Blue hair, glasses. Don't you remember me? We were buddies.
Oh, Joe. Yeah, I think I remember that.
Okay, I wanted to call you because of terrorism, so just...
I see.
Yeah, so in the... Do you remember when you were like a kid, you were like 10, and there was a huge thing? Were you there when the big terrorism thing happened? Did you see any terrorists 10 years ago?
I'm sorry, I have to go. I think you have the wrong number.
Even if not terrorists, have you seen any giant, like a giant, have you seen a giant parrot fighting a giant lizard? Damn it. Again, happening.
And scene. Way to commit, Mr. Boss.
Gotta commit.
I mean, this is 100% accurate on what happened.
Yeah.
This happened in this episode of Digimon that we watched.
I feel like Robert Ross would have talked about cummies a little bit, but okay.
Well, you know.
Remember how I said that we were getting too meta? I think you just stepped over that.
We are way too meta now, but, you know.
Like, we are watching out for meta balls. This episode's a train wreck.
I mean, a meta ball is probably something that would be in Pokemon. Just give it a few years.
I'm a little sad it's not.
Like, it's used to... It gives you higher chances to catch meme Pokemon.
Mm. Right, no, like Mudkip.
So you throw it, and then while you're throwing it, you throw another one? I guess that's a recursive ball.
You can only catch other Pokeballs.
This is how you capture your trainer's other trainer's Pokemon.
Oh, that actually be really cool. Also makes you an asshole, so nobody wants you if you use one.
Yeah.
Oh, so there's a full-on morality system in this Pokemon game. I like it. You can be a renegade trainer.
I'd kind of be into a Pokemon game that let you just join up with team whatever.
Oh, that's edgy.
Yeah, sure.
I like it.
Join up with one of the really terrible teams, like the guys who wanted to flood the Earth.
Yeah. Or just because you want to dance and be a juggler like Team Skull.
True. Yeah, they're good too.
Maybe it's like a tyranny thing where you have like different, all of the different teams that you have to choose which you ally with.
So I guess they'd probably just be Team Fago.
Heyo. I mean, I'd play that. I also kind of want to play Tyranny.
Tyranny's pretty good.
Yeah, I want to play Tyranny.
Yep.
I played West of Loathing the other day. It's a really good game.
It is.
You did. I bought it today.
Yeah, nice. You keep talking about it, and every time you talk about it, I'm like, what are you saying there? And it's really weird.
Yeah, it's very good because any sentence about that game is just nonsense.
There are lots of monsters, and being a game, it is digital.
Okay. I was hoping you'd try a little more, but that's okay.
No, I can't try for about another year and a half.
Ah, that one hurt.
Okay, well.
That almost hurt as much.
Water, fire, air, and dirt. Fucking magnets, how do they work? And I don't wanna talk to a scientist. Y'all motherfuckers lying and getting me pissed. Solar eclipse and vicious weather. 15,000 juggalos together. And I love my mom for giving me this time on this planet. Take nothing for granted. I seen a caterpillar turn into a butterfly. Miracles ain't nothing to lie. Shaggy's little boys look just like Shaggy. And my little boy looks just like Daddy. Miracles each and everywhere you look. And no,
it'll make it the best season of Digimon.
Better than Tamers?
Try is pretty on point, yeah. And Tamers really falls apart for a while there in the digital world.
I guess. See what I did there? I specifically stopped from saying suppose so no one would do the damn thing.
You still said it though, so I suppose.
Yeah. Oh, I think I may have just banged my desk instead of properly clapping.
No, when I point it out, you're not supposed to do it.
I suppose.
God damn it. We're stuck in an endless loop of I supposes.
I suppose.
You should just fade out the episode here with all of that happening.
All right. At least I get to find something to overlay over those tri-spoilers now.
That's true. Let's see. Do we have anything else we
recommend the musical stylings of
episode?
The Insane Clown Posse?
That'd be pretty good. Play some fucking magnets.
So yeah, this episode, it's not good. Nothing happens. Everybody's dumb.
Like I said earlier, it's not the worst episode, but it is a gigantic nothing burger.
It's in top five worst episodes.
I really like the Kairi and Gatomon. They start to hang out and be friends. And I like the part when there's a giant Iron Man and he punches stuff. That's cool.
Yeah, Ghost Spider-Mon looks pretty cool, but
yeah.
I'm sort of not into these villains that don't talk.
Also, Togemon tries to do something and then he dies. So that's cool.
Yeah. Togemon doesn't die.
Yeah, it goes around with fire in his head.
Yeah, Togemon is pretty on fire for somebody to survive.
Okay, you know who else was on fire? Bergemon. And that Digimon's already on fire to start with.
Yeah, but Bergemon is made of fire. Yeah, that's fine.
Yet it got set on fire again.
I mean, when Meramon gets set on fire, he just gets bigger. Why didn't that happen to Bergemon?
Who knows? Because you can't mix blue and red fire.
I don't think that's
true. Oh, the game. Digimon Blue and Digimon Red.
I think it was Dawn and Dusk, but okay.
Oh, there was the good Mimi face. So that was one entertaining part. And were there any others?
We call that Mimi McMimi face.
That is a good Mimi face. There's a good Mimi face when they go to Tokyo. Oh yeah, they go to Tokyo Tower this episode.
Yeah, but there aren't enough cards hanging around.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I probably have a good selection of music to drop in, considering I found that CD that they did for the dub.
That's true.
So, I will just go through that and pick something.
When we run out of Digimon songs to do, we should just start going through those.
Maybe. I don't know, the Pokemon soundtrack has some choice songs, too.
That's true. I guess we could save it for Going Clow?
What?
I don't know what we call that show. Going Clow.
Okay.
Going Santa Clow?
So here's what I think happened. I think I got my wish of them learning objects permanence. But it's kind of a Monkey Pulse thing. Because, they're setting up the eighth child for, a million and a half episodes.
Yeah, it's eight episodes long. And as soon as they do it, then Vandemon's gonna die.
It would be so great if they were, setting up for, eight episodes that it's, Kairi, and then it turns out it's someone else.
That would be pretty strong.
And then it's Mako.
Yeah.
Sure, I don't know who Mako is, but whatever.
And then Mimi's that's my nerd.
Yep.
That's canon.
This and other abridged jokes can be found in our special episode that's not going to be out for a while.
Yeah, I have no clue when that's coming out.
Nor do I.
Yep.
Yep.
And so it is clear that the world is now at a crossroads of this Digimon podcast, and no one can say where it will end up.
Now I just have to link in that ending thing from the dub that,
good.
What the fuck was that?
You should do that.
I have an idea for a new segment. It's called We Not Don't Want to Work. The segment works this way. Whenever we have a guest, we let the guest invent a segment for our show. So go! Invent a segment, Robert.
Okay. How about a segment where...
I'm discovering, because we do Out Advanced Text together, you're not really good when put on the spot.
And no.
I keep putting you on the spot.
I need planning.
Well, see, you should have just known this, and you should have planned before you were on.
I guess. I could use my future seeing abilities to plan out a new segment ahead of time.
Yeah, your foresight.
Yeah, right.
To attack ghosts.
Yeah.
The foresight that you got from a wrestler.
Yeah, yeah. Like that'll probably be out after this. So time is becoming convoluted. That's the new segment. We attempt to stitch time back into its original.
We're attempting to make a podcast multiverse.
That works.
Yeah, but it's just us in every podcast. I loved it.
Yeah, pretty much. And then Thanos is going to show up after this one ends. And, you know, that's setting up for in a few years when we finally do the big podcast.
Oh, yeah. We're setting up the cinematic universe, the Rice Balls cinematic universe.
Okay. Can I be Squirrel Girl?
Yes.
Okay. That is cool.
Do we have anything else we want to talk about in this
episode? I don't
know.
Like, I read a bit of a comic where, like, you have a Batman's son and, like, Superman's son, and they're, like, both, like, 10, and they do adventuring together, and they do superhero stuff, and it's pretty cute. So I recommend that.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we have things to talk about.
Okay, so as with every episode where we have a guest, we have a last question that we ask our guest, which is, Robert, are you there? Are you there,
I am.
Robert? Yeah, so... After all of this, what do you think? What's your wish for From Software to do next?
What's the next?
You've never asked this to any guest ever.
It's a reference, but we can ask this.
Yeah, but it's a new, brand new segment that's just starting here. So
ask this question from now on.
Yeah, and there is only one correct answer, which is, of course, Metal Wolf Chaos 2.
Yes!
That is a good answer.
That is a great answer.
And with this, we bid you farewell. Don't give up, Digimon.
Robert, where can people find you on the internet?
Yeah, I was just about to point out that, like, me and Davide do a different podcast that we didn't mention at all.
This is your time to mention it now.
Yeah, you can mention it.
So we talk about adventure games, kind of, sort of, or whatever we want at Auto Advanced Text, which you can find.
We take games and we talk about them plot point by plot point, but usually we discover that they're crap, like, after playing them.
Yeah, that has happened. So you can check out that crap. And also, sometimes we just watch wrestling or something instead. Weird things have happened. So autoadvancedtext.com.
You do have a lot of freedom when you're the first listenerless podcast on the internet.
Yeah, okay, so don't go there and listen to it or you'll ruin our thing where we have no listeners.
Anything else you do? Do you want to talk about how you play shoot 'em up games?
Oh yeah, I'm trying to do that. I will have to, like, give a link to my YouTube account, because hell if I know what that is offhand. But I've been trying to stream a lot of shmups with various people, and I did a few with Garrett.
Yeah, I watched you play some smups.
Yeah,
we had a good time.
Yeah, I recently did R-Type, and I have to probably edit that a bit.
I'm so
it.
Jealous.
Yeah, there are a lot of R-Types, so we can probably.
Which R-Type did
manage.
You do?
Just the original.
Okay.
Also, I didn't finish it, so we'll see.
Well, R-Type's hard.
Yeah, we were having internet issues with the person I had on, so.
Is your podcast called The R-Type Type?
No, that is not good or funny.
It is pretty funny.
Can I come on when you do R-Type Tactics?
Yeah, I want to play that. Like, it's not actually a shmup, but come the hell on.
Oh, it's totally a shmup. I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, it's subtitled Operation Bitter Chocolate.
That's so good.
It is the best subtitle to ever be on a video game.
You should do Undertale, and then the entire internet can get mad at you if you don't like it.
Well, it's not very good. That's why.
I mean, me and Robert are...
The internet's going to get mad no matter what.
Yeah, me and Robert are good people, so we like Undertale. So any hate mail about these people not liking Undertale, you can send us porkkimaxporkfoon@gmail.com.
I mean, you can send it directly to me. It's fine. Like you can send it my time with Undertale.
You can send it at shingarrett@gmail.com.
You can send it to any email address you
want. Hang on a second. let me just sign on this account here and let's see if that's an email I can have.
I wanted to say a thing, but I forgot what thing I wanted to say.
I don't know. What did you want to say?
I'm trying to remember.
More options. Create account. Let's see. Username. Shin.
I was looking at Twitter yesterday and I discovered that Kenny Omega.
Someone already has Shin Garrett. I can't have it.
That's terrible.
Well, now really send you hate mail to that guy.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, definitely. I mean.
Yeah. I mean, they stole your email, so yeah.
Don't send hate mail to this person.
Yeah.
Don't send hate mail to anyone. Don't send hate mail at all to anyone. I was saying that yesterday I was looking at Twitter and I discovered that Swery, the guy that made, you know, Deadly Premonition and whatever, and Kenny Omega, the wrestler, are friends, and they were talking to each other at Twitter, and it made me really happy for no reason. Okay, so that made me happy. That's the thing. Fair enough. I wanted to say.
And if people would like to, they can find us online at goingdigitalpodcast.com, is it?
Yes. Goingdigitalpodcast.com. Okay. Our Twitter is @goingdigitalpod. We have an email, which is @thericeballnetwork.com. You can find this all on the website. So, like, if you go to the website, like,
it'll have
boom,
things.
Nailed it. You found everything.
We are still waiting for your fan fictions, which we will read.
We are waiting for your fan fictions and your rave art and your anime personified Tokyo Tower girls.
We have, in fact, been sent a fan fiction, by the way.
What
pardon?
@FrostMiragic on Twitter has offered to send us their 350-page fanfic to read on air.
Did you tell them yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Read the whole thing.
Back, warning one, I have a Rio obsession. Warning two, my name is a long one. My long one is so AU, I'm currently editing it for publication. And I have a whole AO3 account. You can do a couple episodes. I'll guest and read them. All right. This is a thing we're doing.
Yes. Set this up. Make this happen.
This has to happen. Because okay. I was just thinking of like, getting Serg to write something really horrible and sending it to you, because that's also an option.
I mean, the two things aren't mutually exclusive. We can also do that.
Yep.
As you solicited fan fiction, I was like, these guys do not know what they are asking for.
If Serg writes something horrible, I want to read it wholly in my Thai voice. That's the thing that I'm promising.
Anyway, guys, I've had a really great time recording episode number 32 of Going Digital.
Me too! That's my primary.
Thank you, Davide. A Digimon Rewatch podcast, and I hope we do it again real soon. And listeners, I hope you'll join us. And until you do, keep your meteor wing below the digital plane, and keep belting Izzy's pineapple book.
That has to be sexual. That has to be
yeah,
sexual.
I think they all are. It's just sometimes it's more obvious than others.
Oh, hey, this one's better. Keep your Rosetta Stone sans Gabumon and keep sexting the Dark Oak. Okay, that's a real sign off.
I'm
laughing at this real time chat with friend of the show Serg, where there's some Heffron fan fiction waiting for us.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yep.
Okay, so we may or may not end up reading a 350-page long fanfic.
And Serg's fanfic.
Also Serg's, yeah.
I knew Serg would come through for us.
Also, I will notice that I've seen the Dark Ocean in the Digimon series, and I don't think it's wise to do what Sparky told you to do to him.
That's probably true.
Please don't. Anyhow.
This
was
good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Or, like, good day. It could be a day for you. Who knows? Like, yeah.
Afternoon.
Whatever time you're in, have a good one.
I like that good night is my thing, because for some reason I just say good night in the podcast. And, like,
probably
now it's, like, going
digital. Probably
because
it's 2 in the morning
thing.
For you.
Mm, true.
Well, wouldn't that be a morning?
No, it's not.
It's debatable.
Anyway, the Digivolution is the eighth child.
The eighth child is Hikari's mom.
And stop.
While no one knows where these monsters are from or why they're here, it's clear the Earth is at some sort of crossroads. The question is, down which road does our destiny await?